Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Hong Kong will launch a stablecoin licensing regime on August 1st to enhance investor protection and market stability, while Bitcoin markets stir with prediction volumes surging and prices hovering near $110,000. Meanwhile, US lawmakers advance landmark digital asset bills and new tax exemptions as global regulators forge AI and tokenization pacts. Hong Kong's new framework under Policy Statement 2.0 kicks in on August 1st, with the LEAP principles streamlining laws, expanding tokenized products, advancing use cases, and building partnerships. Entities issuing fiat reference stablecoins must secure licenses and back tokens with high-quality liquid reserves. In Washington, the House has declared mid-July as Crypto Week to fast-track the Clarity Act, the Anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act, and the Genius Act, aiming to strip SEC oversight, prevent a central bank digital currency, and set clear rules for digital assets. Senator Cynthia Lummis introduced a bill on July 3rd, granting a $300 de minimis exemption and taxing mining and staking rewards only on sale. In Oregon, Attorney General Dan Rayfield moved to block Coinbase's attempt to send an unregistered securities case to federal court under the Pratt test. Across the channel, the UK and Singapore agreed on July 4th to collaborate on Project Guardian and Global Layer 1 for cross-border tokenized trading, while balancing AI growth and regulatory safeguards. Bitcoin's mood swings continue as Polymarket bettors assign 75% odds it will top $120,000 by year-end, and ETFs saw inflows of $601.8 million on July 4th, led by BlackRock and Fidelity. Bitcoin traded near $108,075 before dipping on a hot jobs report, adding 147,000 positions in June that crushed rate cut hopes. Arthur Hayes warns a liquidity drag could test $90,000, but remains bullish long term. Altcoins including XRP, Sol, and Doge slumped on trade tension news and the Big Beautiful Bill's tariff threats, while selective tokens like Humanity Protocol and Fun Token rallied over 30% on exchange listings and deflationary burns, as if traders had just unlocked a secret warp in Super Mario World. Public companies keep piling in. Marathon Digital grew its treasury to almost 50,000 Bitcoin valued above $5.4 billion as miners embrace a hold strategy. A dormant holder from 2011 moved 20,000 coins on July 4th for a 14 million% gain. Bitmine halted trading twice on a massive Ethereum treasury plan, and Tom Lee's appointment pushed shares from $450 to $135. Esports parent Ninjas in Pyjamas bought rigs for 3.11 exahash per second, expecting 60 BTC monthly production. Real-world asset tokenization nears mainstream with Pantera and Ondo's $250 million Ondo Catalyst Fund, and Minibank's Solana stablecoin study in Japan. Telegram's The Open Platform hit unicorn status after a $28.5 million round. A Metaplanet-led group launched a tender to take over Thai retailer DV8 with a Bitcoin treasury focus, while Detroit sued RealToken for unsafe blockchain real estate management. DeFi TVL surpassed $116 billion, led by Ethereum AAVE and Morpho Gains. Tron DAO co-hosted ETHCC events in Cannes and breached $80 billion in USDT supply. Solana's backpack faced a post-maintenance error affecting futures orders and balances, and Foxy Wallet malware flooded Firefox add-ons stealing wallet keys. GPT-5 may arrive this summer with multimodal skills, a million-plus token context and memory features that could reshape AI and crypto analytics. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.